the first part of fifth verse, five, to be able to complete the Dharma practice. Next part of the request. The definition of the root words are found that, is, for example, Lama Disha has 157 gurus, and the Lama Disha generated bodhicitta and completing that endless. By devoting Lama Silingba, by meeting Lama Silingba, and so which means who benefits the most to your mind, that is the kind of root word spent, and also who directed to your mind, the mind which is not Dharma, you know, then transformed in Dharma. Direct your life to Dharma. So, Lama Silingba is one for Lama Disha. Then the other one, Lama Dhammarakkhita, there's another Lama. So these two are the main one. I think the Lama Silingba the most main one, then the Dhammarakkhita. Among the 157 gurus that Lama Disha has. So, like this. So that's the definition. Lama Yidhya, Lama Yidhya, Lama Yidhya.
Oh.
During the dedication days, the relationship changes the same kind of So, however, when you do this prayer, and then with the Guru devotion, that looking at the Guru, oneness with the Master. Buddha. So, with that, oneness with Buddha. So, this is the human form, or the ordinary form, is for manifestation according to my mind by the Dharmakaya of all the Buddhas. Dharmakaya, all the Buddhas, there which is all the Buddhas for the mind, the Absolute Guru. So the ordinary form, there which is for my mind, and the mind is Dharmakaya of all the Buddhas. This is, so that's what, that kind of devotion, recognition is what we should have in our heart, in the daily life, not only during the prayers, and that's what we need to, and that, that realization, we need to achieve that realization. So that becomes the root of the path. Then that becomes the root of the path of enlightenment, which means then makes true. That causes to receive the realization of the path of enlightenment. So when we do this prayer, such as this prayer, so we see with that kind of with devotion, you see, so pacific, you see like that, looking at the Buddha, you see, the Holy Mind, Dharmakaya. Then you do this prayer, then it fits very well. Otherwise, the prayer might look very strange. It would look very strange. according to ordinary mind, and that, you know, praying to ordinary person, you know, who is separate from Buddha. So, the prayer doesn't. So in prayer, one comfortable. See, one will find comfortable. In the here, glorified. It's not right heresy for 1 second. Mm-hmm. Glorified Guru. It's glorified. Meaning of the glorified is it is very deep meaning. So glorified, the meaning of glorified is in Tibetan abundant. That means the relation to Dharma, the meaning of that is Dharmakaya. Having Dharmakaya, the highest quality. Highest quality. That which is free, totally free from not only gross but even the subtle departments, no slightest mistakes. But the omniscient mind, this term could be very secret. mentioned without Hastanta consciousness. Also meaning of Lama, same thing, meaning of Lama, in Sanskrit, Guru is Sanskrit, not Tibetan term. In Tibetan term, Lama. So, there are many different ways use meaning of Lama. But here, when we do prayer, in this context, the Lama is a Mm-hmm. receive Dharma connection, with the recognition of Guru and disciple, oneself disciple, the one the Guru, with that recognition, you see, they received whether pure syllable mantra, oral transmission, or one verse, or one stanza, teaching is received. So, this Lama refers to that. You know, your own Guru. Now, the meaning of Lama here, more specific, it means Lama means, meaning of Lama is heavy, heavy, not like heavy, heavy is normally by weight. So here the weight is the quality. Quality. Weight is the quality. So heavy. Lama is, you know, that's heavy. So here the heavy is the heavy by the quality. So it's an expression of having, you know, so much quality. So now the ultimate quality is Dharmakaya, by having the Dharmakaya. So heavy was having ultimate quality. Meaning, what is Lama, you know, in this context. In the Guru devotion practice. Yeah, okay. So, maybe, just hear that much. Then, and there are very important things to explain in a letter. It's not saying I'm Buddha, but in case it's not saying I'm Buddha, but in this, I'm just mentioning this, the meaning of the prayer and the meditation, where to understand how to meditate. The Guru devotional subject. If one explains the disciples with compassion, there's no mistake in that. If you give a good devotion subject, you see there, which is says Buddha, you see. But if it's a friend with the compassion, for example, there's no problem. That to protect the disciples from, you see, heavy suffering of the hell realms, by rising heresy, anger, total mistrust towards the Guru, from those very heavy karma, from the heaviest obstacle to achieve realization of power of enlightenment. And to protect the disciple, delaying from realization, by treating, by rising heresy, anger, delaying the realization of the power of enlightenment. From all those dangers, from all those obstacles, greatest dangers, to protect the disciple from that, then with that kind of motivation, however, with passion, you know, to benefit, to help the disciple, if it expands, there's no problem with that. And it is extremely essential, this practice, because, say, to know in the beginning, because The lamb room that is divided in, comes in three. The graduate part of the lower cherubim, middle cherubim, and high cherubim, which starts from, I say, from perfect human rebirth, beginning of the path perfect, beginning of the path perfect human rebirth after enlightenment. All that success, whether that will happen or not, and how long it will take time to happen. You see how difficult that, how long it will take time, or how easy that will be, that will be achieved. It all depends on the root of path of enlightenment and the root of worship. So therefore, it become, therefore this become extremely unbelievable, extremely important subject to be known and to practice, to practice as a foundation, to pay everyday life, to pay most attention to this, most attention to this. Like business person, always pay attention to profit. You know, whichever way you can make profit, many billions of ways how to make profit. Always to make profit. How to make profit. Like that. To protect yourself from loss and always to make profit. How about that? So that's why Lama Tsongkhapa, in the Lama Room, he introduced this first. introduced this meditation very first. So that's the most, that's the most skillful. The most wise way of guiding these sentient beings, guiding the disciples. It's not that I have compassion, but maybe this very slight, maybe there's a very tiny size, slight thought of benefit of this, so I think some of them are going here. I don't think I have compassion for others, but maybe there's a very slight, you know, a tiny, very slight thought of benefit to others. So hopefully they might be okay. Stop on the subject.
Chuan Chen Po Zi. 清净化心，脱险。 待我几经回原家之令不多连舍水时水地与我如独子应用深舍甘露精华令我三门说真皆可惜为冤家之灵力有缘吗并不单着此生寂灭身起身心于是如虚空祖母有情独托众孤儿为冤家之我灵已真如空想周易文字是言居住相合色相六本准明显天马断出素相的为冤家之一字之念诵经律成就不欲住席地便已转出火身相应化圆满理解殊胜萨摩地为冤家之灵已如虚空尽灭对境始终纵转向世经解脱经律即而去方便不得拔出二丈歌为冤家之我灵快如月得聚色声广光月满之天观诸华何自然成就成受救度不惧众生心
念中见了人间路
那你给这个不是这么不想
让这人感到真心十一
正
好我们陪阿弥陀佛大姐加十一页哈。娑婆哇修达萨瓦达玛娑婆哇修罗诃。提摩平化空于空界中现空，变成具足一切功德，白色长颈圆肚大嘴空瓶盛满净水，能除空瓶一切污垢障碍。
十二页。
皈依佛法种种主。
常住阎巴阎多阎达阎尼阎迦瓦阎娑阎揭达耶揭阎娑阎揭耶阎娑阎那玛阎揭罗阎那呗阎揭阎娑阎揭罗阿悉罗三界之般若
波罗蜜多，常住阎罗那，阿
弥陀佛，
地宫来。中引起上师圣法悲尊者具十一面，其身边围绕着根本上师传承上师法悲尊者慎重本尊活菩萨空行空行母母十三页。
将身把我看作就将是他结果真的
Thank you. 居提神，各自自行佛。
So normally this part is also done with the prostration. Cover the foreground from direction from the prostration to the merit field, and put palms to the level of this.